Today, Ludacris is a rapper and an actor, but could he be switching careers and start taking on the sky?
Well, I thought I saw him hunting the cockpit of my flight back home. But anyway, y'all, plus we have a tattoo or a tattoo of a celebrity baby who got a tattoo in honor of Miss Jennifer Aniston.
And our boy Andrew Freund got a chance to talk with Kelly Marie Tran and Awkwafina about their new movie, Raya and the Last Dragon. And the ladies are hilarious.
Well, let's get to dishing. Heidi, what do you have for us first?
Well, we're going to start with Taylor Swift. Now, Taylor Swift does two things really well. She knows how to make a number one hit.
Yep.
And she knows how to give a great gift.
Yes.
And she recently gave a really thoughtful gift to Olivia Rodrigo, who has that hit song Driver's License out right now. And recently, she shared the gift that Taylor Swift got her. Now, take a look at this.
She is absolutely the kindest individual in the whole world. Actually, last night, literally 12 hours ago, I got a package from her with this, handwritten note. And she gave me this ring because she said she wore one just like it when she wrote Red. And she wanted me to have one like it.
What do you think, Gary? Is that your style? Would you like that ring, Gary?
But you know what, Heidi? If it's coming from Miss Swift, honey, I would definitely accept it. It's a cute ring, not really my style, but I would like something more with a few diamonds or something on it. But honey, if she's giving out rings, yeah. I would take it.
You know what? I would love to just be this rich. You know what I'm saying? You just sit back and rich yes. and famous, and you just say, you know what? I'm gonna bless her with a little ring. She doing her little thing right. down there. Got a little song going on. Let me see her little ring.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like a newer way of saying kiss the ring. You know what I mean? Instead of making them literally kiss the ring, you give them a ring, knowing they'll yeah. wear it, but you kind of smittenly know why you gave it to them.
Right. I'm still boss, bitch, okay? I'm still boss.
But what finger do you wear that on? Is there a friend finger?
The middle. How would you
eat cookies? Y'all remember back in the day when your mom or your grandma used to call you everybody's name but your own? Y'all remember that? Portia!
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. Happens.
That is the thing with a mama with more than one child. Well, WandaVision star Elizabeth Olsen, who plays Scarlet Witch, aka Wanda Maximoff, was on the Tonight Show, and she shared what her mom used to call her character until recently. Y'all take a look.
My mom just told me the other day that she's been calling me the Red Witch. She said 4 years, but I think I've been doing this for 6 or 7. And she just learned that I was called the Scarlet Witch last week.
I can so relate to this.
Where you been?
I'm going to tell you this, Sherry. I did. I have 2 points. My one point is my grandma always did go, Brandy, Candy, Holly, Heidi.
Right.
And so I never felt special. And number two, my mom still tells all of her friends that her daughter, not three daughters, one daughter, only one daughter to remember, Mom. Her daughter is on a show called Dish Network, and they should watch.
But I don't have Dish Network.
I don't have Dish Network. Mom, it's not. It's Dish Nation.
Man.
And I just go, whatever, thanks, Mom. I tell them
but
all.
I got DirecTV.
Tell them all, Heidi, my daughter's on Dish Network. You got to watch it every night. You got to watch it. I'm like.
What about you, Portia? Has anybody ever called you another housewife? a different Ooh. Name? Do they confuse you guys?
Not too often, but I do have this story similar to Heidi's. My mom one time, she was like, I'm coming to your drill team game in high school. You know, you dance in the drill team. And she was so excited. Yeah. She had a video camera. She zoomed in, videotaped. She's like, I got your whole routine. Later on, I watched the video while she was recording a girl at the end of the line. Not even me.
Oh my God.
Not even me. Wow. Just zoomed in on this girl, everything.
That's comedy.
The best thing I've ever heard in my life.
She was like, well, y'all all got the same hair, the same outfit on.
Well, yeah.
Lamar Odom might want that old thing back.
Uh-oh.
Old thing, I mean Khloe Kardashian. He was going down memory lane. Yes, he was. And he posted a video of him watching the Khloe and Lamar Show Marathon. Take a look at this.
This is the Lamar Odom Khloe Marathon. So I just wanted to say, give a shout out to E for giving me the opportunity. A shout out to my ex-wife, Kris Jenner, Kim, for giving me the opportunity to cross over. I never forget the day I got married on TV.
That's so sad.
That makes me sad.
He must be going through something.
What are you trying to do, Lamar?
Leave her alone. Let it go. Right. It didn't work out with you and Sabrina. Khloé has moved on. She's had a baby. She's trying to have another one with Tristan Thompson. Let it go, Lamar.
No, Sherry, here's the thing. When you are in love, you are willing to fight to the end of the road for the person that you're in love with. Okay. He realizes he messed up. And, like, you know, in numerous interviews, he's talked about, like, yo, that is the one he truly screwed over and let get away. Yeah. And he feels a certain way. So,
100%.
But the part that I don't like about it, though, but he was thanking Kris Jenner like a damn slave. Oh, thank y'all so much for what you did for me.
I know. What was all of that, child?
Whatever.
What was all of that?
But Portia, so Portia, do you ever watch all episodes of your first season on Real Housewives?
I mean, I can't. I don't want to sit there and see my ex.
She got a Chanel purse, though. He bought her a nice Chanel purse that first season. I said, God, that
guy
was
real. Child, I bought myself a Chanel purse.
All right, y'all, moving on. It appears that Ludacris can now add pilot to his long resume because Luda shared this video on Instagram, on his Instagram page with the caption, "Don't evolve, you'll evaporate." Take a look.
But how nervous did he look trying to fly that plane? He looked like one of those student drivers that has, like, one of the people next to him.
Seriously. I agree, head crack. It looks like I looked when I was sitting on my dad's lap out of the pickup truck.
So, Chewy, how would you feel if you were on a flight and Luda was the captain of your plane?
Okay, listen, I'm already kind of iffy when it comes to flying, and I don't drink, so I would need all the alcohol that was on that flight and on that plane to get through it. And if he was playing his own music over the intercom system, I would be okay with it. So, Luda, if you fly my plane in the future, I'm cool with it, bro. Just give me all the alcohol, and I'll be fine. All right, let's go.
Okay.
All right, y'all. Well, congratulations. All right, order for The Simpsons. The animated Fox series was just renewed through 2023. For his 33rd and 34th seasons.
Nice.
Wow. Check this out, though. Yeah. This brings the show's total to 757 episodes. We got more than them. In a statement, the show's star, Homer Simpson, said, "Woohoo!
With any luck, the show will soon be older than I am."
Well, that was more like Yoda, but, you know, you get the gist.
That was really good. That was really good, HK. That was really good, brother.
It was good if you were drinking on Ludacris's plane. Obviously, this is a reference to the fact that the characters on the show don't age much. Homer was 34 when the show started. Now he's about 39 or 40.
Wow. So, Heidi, what would it be like to be on a show that doesn't actually age you?
I would love to find out, Frank, because being on the show and doing radio with you for 20 years, go back and look at when we first started and look at me now.
Wow.
Okay. You age a woman. But, I'm surprised I have any hair left.
Look at me now.
But look at me. I haven't changed a bit.
You seem to have a white beard.
My beard's a little wider, but other than that.
Your beard looks okay, Frank, and so does Heidi's. Every insult, Heidi morphs into Hulk Hogan every single year. So, I can't unsee it.
All right, up next, brother.
You always manage to stay gorgeously stunning, Heidi. No matter what Frank throws
at you. Thank you, Sherry.
You still stay gorgeous and stunning.
Imagine how beautiful I could be if I didn't have to deal with him.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Let your brain go there for a second.
Exactly.
All right, well, up next, what people won't let the Obamas get a word in edgewise. We'll have that for you. Also, Dish Nation is brought to you in part by Secret. All strength, no sweat.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all. Priyanka and Nick Jonas, they may have only been married for 2.5 years, but Priyanka feels that they found the key to staying head over heels in love. I need to know this. Mm. And they want the world to know their secret. They have both made a pact that no matter where they are in the world, they will see each other every 3 weeks. So they will fly in, whatever they got to do, they are going to be together every 3 weeks. If that's not enough, they always talk. Before they go to bed, they always have a conversation. I love this.
You got to find that fine balance between, like, paying attention and not smothering. It's like, you know, it's an alchemy to it. Pay attention, don't smother, and let the relationship do its thing.
You know what was really hard? I was in a relationship with somebody. He lived far away. Mm. And it was really, really hard. I wish I had known this because when he was doing a movie or I was doing something, we never talked. Like, and sometimes he would text me and I'm doing Dish. And we never could get on sync with each other. And, like, and with COVID, flying out. It just was
girl,
like,
girl, Sherry, you could have put us on hold, girl, and let us know so we can keep your man. You could tell us. We could have.
Before it came back to it, honey. We ain't trying to run nobody away now.
Now, Brett, now Priyanka shared this because she basically wanted to help other couples. And I know you and Judy are like really in love. Do y'all have a pack like this that y'all have for y'all relationship to keep it right? Mm.
We keep it 100 with each other. We keep it 100 with each other, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, whether she ain't gonna like it or whether I ain't gonna like it, we have to talk about it. So it's not something that pops up on us. Then we looking like, what the hell? No, we don't do that. Communication is everything.
And if all else fails with Judy, she grabs breath. She grabs Brett's breath because it makes her feel good. It's cathartic for Judy.
Now, touch is part of a love language, too. But communication is, too.
It's definitely mine. Definitely mine.
I guess so.
All right, well, it seems like the Obamas can't get a word in with Sasha and Malia around. Yeah, these two prestigious young ladies are not afraid to hold their tongue. I love it. Mm. So in a Good Morning America interview, Michelle Obama revealed her and former President Barack Obama can't get a word in around their daughters, Sasha and Malia. Take a look.
Who they are right now is enough. I always have wanted them to start practicing the power of their voices very early on. Look, if you sit around the dinner table, me and Barack, we can't get a word in edgewise, and we like it like that. We want to hear their thoughts and their opinions, and that's where it begins.
Yeah, but when, since when black children start having a voice? Let me know that. Since when?
Liberated ones that are educated, know how to conduct themselves.
Guaranteed to be seen, not heard.
What's so wonderful about Barack Obama is he's always been pro-woman. You can see it from the way he treats his wife, number one. Mm-hmm. He loves his wife. Mm-hmm. So I think he knows I think he's so with his daughters. He is like, it is nothing on me. I am secure in who I am.
Cher, can I say something? I actually feel like Obama talks when he's by himself. He talks like he's used to being interrupted. Like all them damn pauses when he speaks. It's like, he's like, I need to.
Sasha.
We gotta stand up. Malia. Yes, it's like he's used to. Used to like playing jumper up, trying to get in there. That's what he's all like.
You are so right.
Well, y'all, it's award season. It's in full effect, and we get the second big award show of the season this Sunday, the 26th Annual Critics' Choice Awards. The host for the third year in a row is Taye Diggs, and Zendaya is getting the special See Her Award, y'all. Make sure you check your local listings.
Ooh, can't wait to see it. Up next, it's our very own critic, Andrew Freund, dishing with Awkwafina and Kelly Marie Tran about their new Disney animated movie, Raya and the Last Dragon. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am so excited because I am getting ready to sit down with Awkwafina and Kelly Marie Tran to talk about their new film, Raya and the Last Dragon, coming exclusively to Disney Plus.
We really need your help.
I'm gonna be real with you. I'm not like the best dragon. Have you ever done like a group project, but there's like that one kid who didn't pitch in as much, but still ended up with the same grade?
We're doomed.
Ladies, I do this wave because I think I'm Vanna White. I know I'm not, but... Okay, last night I came home. I made myself a very stiff cocktail. I watched this movie. Can I just tell you, I laughed my ass off. It felt so good to laugh again. Awkwafina, what are your thoughts on that?
Wow, thank you. I don't know, you had me at stiff cocktail. Can I just say that I love you? Is it too early to say that I'm in love with you? Yes, I'm so glad that it made you laugh, and I'm so glad that you enjoyed it.
Now, I wanted to ask you both, and Kelly, I'll start with you. In the film, obviously, Raya nerds out about dragons. What are you currently nerding out about at this time?
Ooh, okay, random, but I recently watched this show called Over the Garden Wall. It's like an animated show with Elijah Wood, and it is so good. That is the thing that I'm currently nerding out over, yeah.
Can I just say that there's a couple things that, I recently learned that we got a big fan of something over up in here. An HP fan up in here. Yes. But like, you know, I think she's one of those people that like, they could really do.
Yeah, a little crazy. Yeah.
A little
weird.
So
yeah.
I love that.
I have Harry Potter bed sheets, yes.
You have Harry right now? They're on the bed right now? They're in the wash because you just used them? Oh my God, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Awkwafina, what are you geeking out about right now?
I have been super into MBTI. Do you know what that is?
I have no idea what you just said.
the Myers-Briggs personality test.
You're one of those.
Yeah, I was super into like horoscopes, like I'm a Gemini, right? And so I was super into that, but then I realized that that's a really horrible way to like actually judge people, like that, you know, because I would, if I met a Scorpio, I'd be like, get out of here. Get out of my house.
Okay, so wrapping it up, a huge theme of this film is trust and not trusting people. So I want to know for both of you, when someone lies to you, do you forgive and forget, or do you hold a grudge? Because in this film, it goes a little bit of both, but I want to know what you two do in your own lives.
Well, I think I'll start with the lie. Yeah, it depends on the lie. What's the lie about?
It doesn't depend on the lie.
Oh, it doesn't depend on the lie. Come on, what do you do?
I get mad at people for surprise parties, dude. Because I'm like, how could you all have lied to me like that? And you're gonna be in my house in the dark? I cannot forgive people for surprise parties. Are you kidding me? They're conspiring against me. I hate them.
It's done out of love.
I want to say the right thing that I don't hold a grudge, but yes, I do.
Ladies, I appreciate both of you. Thank you for a rousing good time last night. Thank you.
Thank you, Andrew.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish
Nation. All right, it's time for tattoo or tattoo. So comedian Whitney Cummings and Jennifer Aniston have been friends for a pretty long time now. Well, on her Good For You, ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Podcast, Whitney paid tribute to Jen by getting a tattoo on her bottom of her foot that says, damn, I heart Jay. Okay, now the tattoo artist did say it's gonna look better after a while, but
no, yeah, right. They needed to fire.
It's not even a tattoo or a tattoo. It's a tat ouch. I couldn't even imagine getting the bottom of my foot tattooed. That would be one of the most painful things ever, y'all. Mm. Hell no.
And then you gotta walk on it.
There's a lot of people that got tough feet that wouldn't even feel this at all. It looks like horrible. She stepped on a wet newspaper and the ink stuck to the bottom of her foot.
It's a tat ouch for me.
Do y'all see who's doing a tattoo? That's Hannah. So Hannah is a well-known Instagram star, social media influencer.
Whatever.
So this probably was like a gag. Yeah, she's like super popular.
But I think it's a tattoo, though. It's very much so a tattoo. It's unique. It's different. None of y'all thought about putting a tattoo at the bottom of y'all foot. So I think it's a tattoo, and it's because of its uniqueness.
I wouldn't do it, Gary. Yeah. I got to walk on my feet. I'm not going to mess it up with a tattoo. And what does that mean?
But think about it. You're walking on your friend all day. It's like, you know, when you don't like your friend anymore, you say, bitch, that's why I'm walking on you.
No, Gary, that's what you do. Yeah. That's what you do. You walk on people.
Gary gonna turn the tattoo into a reed. Sure. It's supposed to be a loving tattoo. It actually says, I love Jay.
Bitch, I'm walking on you.
Yes.
I'm fucking all over you, bitch.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.